Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Food for Thought here on KKCQ. We have another MCCL update, and joining us in the studio, we have Patty and Sylvia Munter. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by. And well, we have a few things to talk about. One of them is the Ignite Youth Center in Fauston. And Patty, I think we're going on close to 5 years it's been open, right?
Yes, correct.
So what do they all offer there at the Ignite Youth Center?
Well, I mean, originally, I think I came in and did a Food for Thought with you when we were just opening. And my vision was to really just give the youth in the community, Fauston, Winnemac, Bagley, any of the kids, a safe space where they can hang out and have fun and play games, eat snacks. And it's kind of evolved into its own thing. Mm-hmm. Sylvia is awesome. She is kind of the main volunteer, and she's very good about finding other volunteers to work with her. So my vision was to help get it started, and I didn't really know how to do that, but I feel like God gave us the right people to be on a board and get this opened. And yeah, the city has been amazing to help get it open. So a lot of times the kids, we're not always open all summer.
No, summer, in July, I noticed we were just getting one or two kids, so we actually closed for the rest of the summer, and nobody complained that it wasn't open. So it's mainly during the school year. The kids come right from school, and like around report card time, they'll have homework they've got to catch up on and get done. And otherwise, we have a lot of board games that they can play. You know, they'll sit and play chess, or they just hang out, you know, and visit with each other.
Mm-hmm. Same location it's always been, right?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks to the city of Fauston.
Yes.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how about the hours of the youth center?
We're open from 3 to 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Like you said, it's a great opportunity or a great place to go if you don't want to combine maybe some homework and some fun too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Are you looking for volunteers to help out? Or
always. If that is the only problem we have with Ignite is that we don't have enough people who want to be there. I have a small group of very dependable people, but it would be nice to have it'd be really nice to have more men volunteer there, because it's a lot of boys there, and I think it's nice for them to have role models there.
Yeah, another positive about the location, right across from the high school.
Right. Yeah. Very convenient. Mm-hmm.
They do run back and forth, and sometimes we get kind of concerned about that with the highway, and it gets dark so early. So we do try to limit it for them, and if there's games going on, they can only come across once or twice for their own safety and for our own peace of mind.
It hasn't been as much of a problem since a state trooper caught one kid playing on Highway 2. They've been much more respectful of traffic since then.
Yeah. Well, Patty, it caught me by surprise when you said we're going on 5 years.
Yes, me too. I was hoping to get through one or two and see where it went, but I just really feel that Sylvia has been such a key to keeping it open. And I've also been just excited to see that these seventh grade boys are still coming here, and it's now they're juniors in high school.
Wow.
And so if kids will start when they're in seventh grade and they see what it's like, they tend to keep coming. It's not like we're going to make them do anything. It's really just a good place for them to be after school or before games or after practices.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll just come in quick and grab a peanut butter sandwich and, and they're waiting. You know, they have to take a bus somewhere for a sports event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you typically get a few from, like, Winnemac or Bagley? Or
no.
Once in a while?
No,
pretty much all Fauston kids?
Pretty much just Fauston kids.
Okay. Yeah, There might be a few Macintosh kids that come over, but they maybe go to school here in Foston as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like anything else, sometimes it takes a while for something to catch on, but it sounds like it has.
Yeah.
So.
It has.
Yep.
All right. Anything else about the youth center you want to share? Or?
It's just a great place for kids to hang out. And, if anybody would like to volunteer, it's, you know, we can be flexible on, you know, if they don't want to be there the whole 4 hours, they can always do a two-hour shift. I have two people that kind of work together, and it's very easy. It's a very low stress, no stress, actually. There's never a problem with discipline. It's one big room. There's no place to hide. So it really isn't, there's never a problem with discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 2 days a week, right?
Yep. Okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
The first year or two, we tried to do more events. Like we did have kind of a youth group from town do some live music behind. The city allowed us to have a little band out there, and they had games and stuff. But since COVID, we haven't really done a lot of the bigger events like that. But we would like to. And we've had great funding from the area. Churches have been very good about giving monetary donations, and then also snacks, anything that's prepackaged, and frozen pizzas, any of that stuff. We like to have a lot of that on hand so we can give the kids food for free. And then there's also a little concession they can buy candy and stuff if they want to. So
now people would like to donate maybe monetarily, or food or pizzas or something. Can they do that? Or
yes absolutely.
Please, we'd love that. Because they're always hungry after school.
What's the best way to go about doing that?
I guess they could call me if they want to. I mean, I'm still got my landline in the phone book. They could call me. That I think any church in the area knows that I'm involved with that.
Okay.
Or they could just pop something in the mail too, if it's check.
Oh, right.
And just put Ignite Youth Center and the city office address. And we'll get it too. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
And if anyone's curious about the place, they can stop by any Tuesday or Thursday when I'm there and look around and.
And it's not scary to be a volunteer. No, a lot of people think, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I've been around kids.
They aren't there to be entertained.
They don't really want us to, for the most part. So if you like to play the game Triominoes, you'll be Sylvia's best friend.
Yes, automatically best friend. I love Triominoes. Yeah. And the kids won't play it anymore.
Once in a while, one of the kids
will. You're too good?
No, they just don't think it's any fun.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
But I do. So when I'm there, I play it with her, so
Right across right along Highway 2, right across from the high school, the Ignite Youth Center in Foston. We also wanted to touch on Life Matters a little bit too.
Yes, I'm not real involved with that, but I'm friends with Allison Opdahl, and she wanted us just to share about the youth center because to show that it doesn't matter the age, all life matters from birth to elderly. And another thing on the youth center too, my mom was in the nursing home in Macintosh for quite a while, and at Christmas time we did a little thank you to the staff over there, and so we had the youth make cards. Mary Hansen has these cards that you can put together and make, and so we donated a little something and a thank you to the staff at the nursing home, but also just to say that the elderly also important, and it's good to interact with them and just know that, tell them that they are important. The Life Matters part of this is, I know they're promoting something right now. There's movies that are going to happen on Monday, February 20th. The 1 and 4 o'clock movies are Horton Hears a Who, so they're geared more towards little kids. And then 7 p.m. is the movie Unplanned at the Foston Theater here. So the segment of Life Matters is sponsored today by Mike and Kathy Lavoie. And so we thank them for that.
Okay. Yeah, we actually have a couple of Unplanned DVDs here at the radio station. So if anybody would give us a call, and we'll help you out with that.
Sure, yeah.
Anything else? You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's easy to start talking when it's about the youth center because we both love it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You have a passion, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Patty and Sylvia Munter joining us on Food for Thought this morning with an MCCL update. Thanks to both of you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Tom.